The last Gemara that we did here on Samach Amud Beis was a Dechia the Gemara Midei Iria Hakid Isa V'Hakid Isa, that we can actually separate between the Reish and the Seifa, and we can say the following. Seifa, the Mishnah is talking about a case of Shtei Machshavos. We were compelled to interpret the Mishnah as referring to Shtei Machshavos HaSosu Zuhutsu Bavoda Achas. But the Reisha of the Mishnah, that we can interpret as one of two possibilities. Either it's a case of two Machshavos HaSosros, two conflicting and mutually exclusive Machshavos in Avoda Achas, and then it would reflect the Shita Rabbi Yossi. Or perhaps we're talking about Shtei Machshavos HaSosros B'Shtei Avodos, and that would reflect the Shita of Rabbi Meir, who holds that if you have two Machshavos HaSosros in one Avodah, and you start with a Machshavos Lishma, and then afterwards you have a Machshavos Shelo Lishma, then the carbon is kosher, because we apply the principle of Tfos Lashon Rishon. So that was the way the Gemara wanted to split the Mishnah, the Reisha and the Seifa. The Reisha is talking about either Avodah Achas or Shtei Avodos. So we don't know if it reflects Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Meir. That remains an outstanding question. The Seifa, on the other hand, is talking about a case by definition, and we have no choice, of Shtei Machshavos B'Avodah Achas. That's the last sugi that we saw. And if you want to take a look at the Tosus that's relevant to the next Gemara, that's going to be the Tosus here on the top of the Amud, Pesach Sheshchato Lishmo V'Lo Lishmo. And there's going to be a discussion here in Tosus about Rabbi Meir and Tfos Lashon Rishon in the case that the Gemara is about to prevent, which is a Suffer. We're up to Iboilahu on Samach Amud Beis, and that would be approximately, let's say, about five lines down from the top. Did I count that right? Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Iboilahu. Shemara raises the following suffix. Now, in order to understand where the suffix is coming from, in the last sugya, let's just remind ourselves, we spoke about Shtei Machshavos HaSosros, where he has two different conflicting Machshavos, whether it be B'Avodah Achas or B'Shtei Avodos, whether they're going to apply the principle of Rabbi Meir, of Tfos Lashon Rishon, or Rabbi Yossi, that after Gemar Dvarov, Adam Nitfas. But we're talking in the context of two Machshavos HaSosros. And the classical case of two Machshavos HaSosros might be, let's say, Li Ochlov and Shalom Li Ochlov. We spoke about, how are you? About the possibility of eating the Pesach, let's say if you're healthy, but if you're old and sick, maybe you can't eat the Pesach. And he had in mind both Li Ochlov and Shalom Li Ochlov. That was one case of Machshavos HaSosros. So now we're going to start a new discussion, and this is going to be about the following Machshavos HaSosros, Lishma and Shelo Lishma. So Max, you want to show Brian exactly where we're up to, but maybe you'll be able to point out. There's five lines from the down from the top of the omen. Now, just by way of background, Pesach, in the case of what's called Shar Yemos HaShana, which means before the Zman of the Pesach, everything turns upside down and topsy-turvy. What do I mean? If I were to ask you the following question, let's take these two machshavas, Lishma and Shelo Lishma. Which one would you say is good and which is bad?
Lishma is good and
Lishma is bad. So Lishma is a machshir and Shelo Lishma is a posel. In Pesach, B'Shar Yemos HaShana, it's just the reverse. A Lishma passels the carbon, I'll explain why. And Shelo Lishma is mash in the Korban. What?
Because you only have to do Pesach and Erev Pesach. Oh. So if you do Pesach when it's not Erev Pesach, L'shem Pesach, then it's Pat Pasol.
Correct.
No L'shem Pesach, you just do Pesach, L'yastam.
Right. Now the reason why Lishma in Shaar Yemos HaShana passes the Korban is based on the first Mishnah in Masechta Zvachim. And that Mishnah establishes that in general, a Shalol Lishma does not passel the Korban. The Korban is still kosher. But there are two exceptions to that rule. Do you know what they are? The two Korbanos where Shalol Lishma makes the Korban absolutely possible. Just throw it in the rubbish. That's Chatos and Pesach. Now it turns out that Pesach during the Zman of Pesach, meaning Bizmano, which would be from Chatzos Hayom on Erev Pesach, on Yudal Benisan and on, there you need Lishma, and Shalol Lishma will passel the Korban. But B'Shaar Yemos HaShana, there the halacha is just the opposite. That a Lishma L'Shem Pesach is going to passel the Korban. Why? Because B'Shaar Yemos HaShana cannot be a Korban Pesach. What it could be is a Korban Shlomim. You could bring it as a Korban Shlomim, but not as a Korban Pesach. So if he has Shalol Lishma, let's say he shechts the Pesach with the mental state that it should be Shlomim, which oddly enough is Shalol Lishma, and during Zmano that would pass the Korban Pesach, but Shalom Zmano, that's Machshir the Korban Pesach, because if he has in mind L'Shem Shlomim, that's exactly the Kedusha of that Korban. Even though he designated it as a Korban Pesach, but B'Shaar Yemos HaShana has the status of a Korban Shlomim. And now the Gemara is going to embark upon the following investigation. What's the din if he started with a Machsheves Lishma, which would mean that the Korban is possible because we're talking Shaar Yemos HaShana, and then he changed his mind and he decided to have a Kavanah of Shalol Lishma, meaning L'Shem Pesach. Can he salvage the Korban once he had the improper Machsheva? And the question we're going to have to raise is that L'chora, according to Rabbi Meir, who holds Tfos Lashon Rishon, we always go after the person's original Machshava. The answer to this question should be crystal clear, that since he started with the Machshava Lishma, which passes the Korban, finito, the Korban is possible. How can he salvage the Korban afterwards? So that's going to be one of the main points in this sugya. Now when we talk about Pesach Shelo Bizmano, what exactly are we talking about? So there are two. There are actually two possibilities, maybe even we could call it three in a sense. The classical case, and that's how Rashi is going to interpret our sugya, Pesach Shelo Bizmano means before the 14th. He didn't wait till the 14th of Nisan in the afternoon to be Magdish the Korban and designated as a Korban Pesach. He did so much earlier. And then he went ahead and he shechted the Korban, which was a big mistake because he should have waited. Right. He designated, let's say, a week before Pesach. And, you know, the lamb is floating around, and he grabs the lamb before the time, and he shechts it. That's called Pesach Shelo Bizmano. Another possibility would be that Pesach Shelo Bizmano means after Pesach. He didn't get a chance to shecht it on time, and then it's after Pesach, and he shechts it now. That's a little bit difficult, because the Gemara is going to say later on in Masechta Pesachim, at least according to one opinion, that a Pesach after Zmano is possible, completely possible. And therefore, the whole discussion about Lishma, Shalol Lishma is irrelevant. There's another case which fits into Pesach Shalol Zmano, which is called Mosar HaPesach. And technically, Mosar HaPesach means that lo and behold, after he designated a Korban a Pesach, he couldn't find the Korban. It got lost. It ran away. And what he did was he now substituted a second lamb and he designated that to replace the first one. But lo and behold, before he got the chance to the shecht, he finds the first one. So he shechts the first one as a Korban Pesach and now he's stuck with the second one. So what's the status of the second Korban? That also might be called Mosar Pesach, which means it's no longer a Korban Pesach. It takes on this general kind of Kedushas Korban called Shlomim. So let's see the Gemara inside. Boilu Pesach Sheshchato. Again, we're talking about Shalom Bizmano, which is called B'Shaar Yemos HaShana. And Rashi is going to interpret that it means he was mafresh it early before Pesach, and he shechted it before the Zman Shechita. And in such a case, Lishmo, if he has a Kavanah Lishmo, what's that?
Shem Pesach.
That's going to, right? And, no, what I mean to say, yeah, Lishmo means Shem Pesach. That's going to pasul. That's called a Machshava Poseles. But then he had in mind Shalom Lishmo. He has these two Machshavas Asosos. One contradicts the other. And Shalom Lishmo is what kind of Machshava?
Machshava,
exactly. Mahu, what do we do with this karma? What's the status of this karma? And it's interesting. If he were to shechted it lishma, period, then the karma would be pasul. If he would have shechted it shalom lishma, period, the karma would be kosher. But now he has a contradiction. He shechts it lishma, which is a machshava posel, and he shechts it shalom lishma, which is a machshava machshira. And again, the reason why shalom lishma in this case is dafka machshir is because the din of Pesach shalom bismano, or as we said before, mosar Pesach, is that it's nikrav as shlomim. So if he has in mind instead of Pesach shlomim, he's doing a good job. That's exactly the proper machshava that he should have. But in this case, he has two machshavos that contradict each other. And now the Gemara analyzes the suffix. Mi asi, do we have the right to say that the second machshava, which was shalom lishma, has the ability to be machshir the karbon umapik lemi de lishmo, and it removes the status of the karbon of lishmo? In other words, it takes the machshava lishmo and completely nullifies it, and therefore umachshir le, so just completely erase the machshava of lishmo that he started with. It's sort of like if you overwrite something, like on a computer. So you overwrite, that means the original writing is completely gone. So now he overwrites the machsheva lishma with the machsheva of shalom lishma, and the carbon is kosher. Or should we say no? Lo, the second machsheva does not have the ability to be mafkia, to be motzi midei lishmo for the first machsheva. Since the first machsheva that he had was a machsheva lishmo, which is a machsheva that passes the carbon, the carbon is pasul. Why? Because it's shalom is mano, and the machsheves lishma apostles the carbon. Once the carbon is apostle, there's no way you can salvage it. Now I have here in the Masifta a long footnote that introduces the question of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion of Tfos Lashon Rishon, that we go by the first statement, the first declaration that a person makes. He can't change his mind. And therefore you wonder, according to Rabbi Meir, what's the Gemara talking about? What's the suffix in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't mention that this suffix is only according to Rabbi Yossi and against Rabbi Meir. The impression you get from the Gemara is that this suffix applies even to Rabbi Meir. Now, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, his first machshava was Lishmo, which is a machshava poselis in the case of Pesach Shalom Bismano, and that's it. Now he changes his mind and he wants to say, no, Shalom Lishmo, I want to have in mind the Shlomim. He can't do that because Rabbi Meir holds Tfos Lashon Rishon. And the answer to this question, which we're going to get to a little bit later on, is that in the case of Lishmo, in the case of Karban Pesach Shalom Bismano, that's a weak type of machshava. It's not your classical machshava. If we take a look at all of Kodshim, with the exception of Karban Pesach, what's the status of machshava Lishmo?
Kosher.
It's kosher. That's exactly what he had to do. Here, in the case of Pesach Shalom Bismano, we have a fluky situation because although it's a Pesach, we treat it like a Shlomim, and now the Lishmo, Lishem Pesach, passes the karma. But that's a weak type of Machshava Poselis. It's not the classical run-of-the-mill Machshava of Lishmo, which is a Machshava Machshira, that's the good guy Machshava. But now, paradoxically, when it comes to Pesach Shalom Bismano, the same machshava that would have normally been machshir the karbon, it would validate the karbon, now it invalidates the karbon, and that's a new, unique halach that applies exclusively to Karbon Pesach. And here, even Rabbi Meir might agree that when he had that machshava lishmo, he was thinking, you know what, I'm going to apply the general yardstick that always applies to karbanos. I'm going to be a good Samaritan, I'm going to do what I'm supposed to do, I'm a good boy, I'm obedient, and I'll have machshava lishmo. So he was thinking, oh, I'm doing the right thing over here. Then all of a sudden he realized, wait a minute, Pesach Shalom Bismano, machshava lishmo is not a good machshava, it invalidates the karban, so he switched his mind. And he said, Shalom Lishmo, let it be a Karbon Shlomo. In this case, even Rabbi Meir might possibly agree that the psul of the karma that was generated by his original machshava of lishmo is a kind of wishy-washy, temporary, tentative psul, and that he can remove that psul and undermine it by changing his mind and declaring shalom lishma. That's the suffix of the Gemara. Now, generally speaking, when the Gemara doesn't tell us otherwise, what country in the world are we located in?
Babel.
Oh, but then the Gemara says ki asa Rav Dimi. Now this is very interesting because Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, and he was from Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, and occasionally he would visit Babel. It wasn't an easy trip, and when he came, the Babylonians would pounce upon him and ask him, "What Torah did you learn in Eretz Yisrael?" So ki asa Rav Dimi Omar. Now another one of his members of his, shall I say, landsman, if you know that word, meaning came from the same town, was Rabbi Yirmiyah. They both, Rav Dimi and Rabbi Yirmiyah, came from Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Dimi tells us in Babel, when he came to Babel, Amrisa Lishmaita Kamei de Rabbi Yirmiyah. Back in Eretz Yisrael, I presented an entire analysis to Rabbi Yirmiyah regarding this sugya that we're dealing with. And I base myself in my presentation on what's called a binyan av in order to answer up the suffix that you guys are raising here in Bavel. I also had that suffix back in Eretz Yisrael, but I thought that there's a way of determining that suffix, of finalizing that suffix, based on what's called a binyan av. Binyan av is one of the midos shatorah nidreshes b'hem, that when you see a certain rule in a certain case, you're allowed to expand it and assume that it would apply elsewhere. So let's see, number one, what was the binyan av that Rav Dimi presented to Rav Yirmiyah, and why did Rav Yirmiyah reject that binyan av? Okay, so we're getting a report here straight from Eretz Yisrael. This is like a Arut Sheva kind of thing. You know, we're getting a little bit of a... Okay, my jokes are not coming up tonight, but that's okay. So here's the binyan av. Hoyil, since the machshava ulishmo, machshavas lishmo, machshiro bizmano, had the Korban Pesach been shechted in its time, in its proper time, then a machshavas lishma would be the perfect machshava, the ideal machshava, that would be machshav the karma. Shalolishmo, machshiro b'shalolizmano. If it's after or before the Zman of Pesach, then which machshava is machshir? A shalolishmo machshava, which means that it's for the sake of a shlomim. Oh. So he says the following. Let's take those standards and apply them through a binyan av in the following way. Ma lishmo hamachshir bizmano, eino motzi midei shalolishma. In other words, when we're saying that he had a machshava of lishmo bizmano, that doesn't have the power to be machshir the karban if he started with a machshava shalolishma. So again, it was crystal clear, and this was not a matter of doubt, that if it's Pesach Bizmano, the Machshava of Shalolishma passes the carbon in such a way that you cannot be Machshav the carbon through a Machshavas Lishma. Okay? So that means that a Machshavas Lishma does not have the power to undermine a machshava shalolishma that he started with. So he started with a machshava shalolishma in Pesach Bizmano. Finito, the carbon is pasul. There's nothing to talk about. So let's apply that same yardstick to a machshava shalolishma, which is in a Pesach shalolishma identical with a machshava lishmo in Bizmano. And therefore, af shalolishma hamachshiro shalom bizmano, which means that now the proper intention would be for the sake of a carbon shlomo, meaning shalom lishmo, and it's exactly the substitute or the mirror image, shall we say, of a machshavas lishmo bizmano. Is eino motzi midei lishmo? It cannot remove a previous psul upasul. So let's just go over the binyan av. What we have here is a mirror image. We have two machshavos relative to two psachim, depending upon whether it's bismano or shalom bismano, that are machshir the carbon. These are the good guys. They're wearing the white clothes, right? One is, in the case of Pesach bismano, lishmo. And the other, in the case of Pesach shalom bismano, is shalom lishmo. But the mirror image is one or the other. If I can prove to you something about the machsheves lishmo in the case of bismano, then if so facto, that din should apply to a machsheves shalom lishmo in a case of Pesach shalom bismano. Is that clear? Oh. So what din do I find with regard to machsheves lishmo? That if he started with the machsheves shalom lishmo, we're talking about Pesach bismano, he cannot correct it and shall I say kosher up the carbon with the machsheves lishmo. Why? Because he started with the machsheves shalom lishmo and the carbon automatically became possible. If that be the case, let's apply the same thing in the case of shalom lishmo. He started in a Pesach shalom bismano with a machsheves lishmo. That's exactly equivalent to shalom lishmo in the case of a Pesach bismano. It passes the carbon. He can't kasher up that carbon now with a machsheves shalom lishmo. That's the binyan of Rav Dini. And this is what he presented to Rav Yirmiya, and Rav Yirmiya rejected it. The Amar Li, Rav Yirmiya told me the following: Lo, you cannot talk about a psul of shalom lishmo in the case of shalom bismano and equate it with the case of the psul of shalom lishmo bismano. You cannot equate one to the other. Meaning, yesh lechalik, as we would say. We can differentiate between the two. Im amarta b'shalom lishmo, in the case of a Pesach bismano, and you did the shechita shalom lishmo, it makes a lot of sense that he cannot salvage the carbon. There's no way that he can now substitute the shalom lishmo and plug in a machsheves lishmo to be machshir the carbon. Why not? Shekein noeg b'chol hazvachim, because this halacha of shalom lishmo that passes a carbon is a universal halacha that applies to every zevach, meaning to every carbon. In the case of every carbon, a machsheves shalom lishmo is a psul in the carbon, and therefore we have to assume that just like in all zvachim, a machsheves shalom lishmo generates a psul in the carbon, which is uncorrectable, if you will, irreversible. So too, in the case of Pesach, in the case of Pesach bismano, a shalom lishmo is irreparable. And therefore, the machsheves shalom lishmo is a full-blasted, absolute, 100% powerful machshava that generates a full-fledged psul in the carbon. There's no way you can salvage it and then have a machsheves shalom lishmo. Tomar, but that doesn't mean anything. That's not to be equated with our case of a machsheves lishmo, of a Pesach shalom bismano, where he started with the machsheves lishmo. That's not a machshava poselis universally. In all zvachim, with the exception of carbon Pesach, in all zvachim with the exception of carbon Pesach, shalom bismano, that machshava would be a machshava hamachshira. And here, in a very, paradoxical way, this machshava, in the case of Pesach shalom bismano, and only in the case of Pesach shalom bismano, becomes a machshava poselis. Shekein eino noeg b'chol hazvachim. It doesn't apply to any other carbon. Elo b'karbon Pesach bilvad. And therefore, says Rav Yirmiya, I would maintain that if you started with a machsheves lishma, in the case of Pesach shalom bismano, you can actually undermine that machsheva. You can actually correct your wrong and rectify the carbon, salvage the carbon with a machsheves shalom lishma. And why? What makes logical sense to say that now with the machsheves shalom lishma he can salvage the carbon? The answer is because the machsheves shalom lishma in the case of Pesach shalom bismano is a unique halacha that only applies to carbon Pesach. It's not a machsheva poseles in all other zvachim. So let's just review what we have here. Rav Dimi came and he presented opinion A, and he said, let's equate the following two. The Lishma of Karban Pesach Bizmano with the Shalom Lishma of Karban Pesach Shalom Bizmano. In both cases you have a Machshava Machshira. And just like in the case of Lishma, you have no possibility with that Machshava to undermine the psul that was already Chal of the Karban when he started with the Machshava Shalom Lishma, so too the Machshava of Shalom Lishma in the case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano does not have the power to undermine and to rectify the original psul in the karma that was chal because of his machshavas lishma. Comes along Rabbi Yim and he says, no, you're making an unfair equation. It's an imprecise equation. In the case of Pesach Bizmano, where he started with a machshava of shalom lishma, I understand why another machshava could not rectify that, because that machshava shalom lishma is a classical, universal machshava posels in all zvachim. Masha Enkin, in the case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano, if he started with a Machshava Lishma, the Machshava Lishma, which is classically, universally a Machshava Machshira, here in this fluky case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano, becomes a Machshava Poseles. That's a weak kind of Machshava Poseles, and it lends itself to rectification. He can rectify it or remove it with a Machshava of Shalom Lishma. Now, again, I give you a psychological explanation of this Gemara. I don't think that's really the truth, but it's at least an easy way of remembering. You know, you can't fault a person for having a Machshava Lishma, even though, again, it was the imprecise and the incorrect Machshava in the case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano. But he was doing what he thought he ought to do, because that's what he always did. You know, imagine a Kohen. And a Kohen who does a million shechitas, you know, he's on duty all the time, and he always has a Machshava Lishma. He gets the Pesach Shalom Bizmano, and as usual, he asks the Bible, what carbon are you bringing me? He says, I'll have the right Machshava. And he tells him it's a carbon Pesach. So he says, all right, L'shem Pesach. He didn't catch himself. You know, he fell into the normal pattern that the Machshava that he should have to have is a Machshava Lishma. Give him an opportunity, says Rabbi Yirmiyahu, to correct his wrong and to catch himself and realize, wait a minute, you're talking about a Pesach Shalom Bizmano, here Lishma is a Machshava HaPoselis. Now, I wanted to read to you a little bit of this footnote here, which he quotes in the name of the Marsha. And again, I'm not going to spend too much time on this note, but if we find that it goes for us, then we might gain a lot. And he says the following. L'chora, he says, at first glance, it would make sense. Yesh loch miyach midin l'shmo, shekshem shemachsheves shalo l'shmo bizmano, hanoheges b'chol hazmochim, lifsol, eno motzia midei machsheves l'shmo, hanoheges b'chol hazmochim lachshiro. He says, let's talk about the opposite scenario. What happens if he began with a machshava of lishma in all karbanos, and then he had a machshava shalom lishma? And we're talking about, let's say, for example, a Pesach Bizmano. So he started with a machshava poselis b'chol hazvachim, which is a machshava shalom lishma, again in the case of Pesach Bizmano. And the machshava of lishma is the second machshava of lishma is incapable of being motzi midei machsheves lishma. No, just 1 second. I got it wrong. 1 second. No, I'm sorry. Let's start again. We're talking about a Pesach Bizmano, and he started with the machsheves lishma. That's a perfect machshava in the case of Pesach Bizmano. Now he changes his mind, and he has a machshava shalom lishma. So the din is that the carbon is kosher. Why? Because his initial machshava, which was lishma, is machshe the karma. So now let's get to the case of machsheva shalom lishma in Pesach shalom bizmano. That's already a machshava she'enu noheges b'chol hazvachim. Normally shalom lishma passes the carbon and is not machshe the karbon. Eino motzi midei machsheves lishma shalom bizmano. In other words, let's say he started with Machshavas Lishma in the case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano. That's Machshavas Machshava Posels, but only in Pesach, not in all Karbanos. Now he has a Machshava of Shalom Lishma. It cannot be Motzi Midei Machshavas Lishma, because that Machshavas Lishma passed the Karban. And how do I know this? Because in the case of Pesach Bizmano, a Machsheva Shalom Lishma doesn't have the power to be Motzi Midei Machsheva Lishma. Why? Because Machsheva Lishma is Machsheva the carbon like it does in any Zemach. So in other words, we're going to apply the yardstick of universal Machshavos in the case of Pesach Bizmano, and we're going to say that if he started with a Machsheva Lishma, he cannot be Motzi Midei Machsheva Lishma with a Machsheva Shalo Lishma. Now let's jump over to Pesach Shalo Bizmano. If he started with a Machsheva Lishma and that passes the carbon, then a Machsheva Shalo Lishma, which is meant to be Machsheva the carbon, cannot be Motzi Midei Machsheva Lishma of Shalo Bizmano. Even though, despite the fact that it's a Machshava HaPoseles, which is only and uniquely applicable to Korban Pesach, he still can't be Motzi Midei Machsheva Lishma. This against Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to suggest that if he started with a Machsheva Lishma in the case of Shalo Bizmano, that's a weak kind of Machshava HaPoseles. Why? Because it's only relevant to and applicable to a carbon pesmanat al desvachim, and therefore the subsequent machshava of shalol lishma could be machshav the carbon, and could be mafkia and be motzi midei machshavas lishma. Now we're saying, wait a minute, that's not necessarily true, because in the case of Pesach Bizmano, when he started with a machshavas lishma, a machshavas shalol lishma is not capable of being motzi midei hechshera karbon of a din of lishma. So we've already established that a machsheva shalo lishma does not have the power to be motzi from a machsheva lishma, even though the machsheva shalo lishma is now a universal halacha, but doesn't have that power. That's in terms of Pesach Bizmano. So why not extrapolate from that, then in the case of Pesach Shalo Bizmano, a Machshavah of Shalo Lishma does not have the power to be Motzi Midei a Machsheves Lishma, and it cannot be Machshav the Karbon. That's his question. Alright, let's go back to the Gemara. My Havi Allah, what's the final Pesach Halacha of this question? Omer Rava, Pesach Sheshchato Bishar Yimos HaShana Lishma Vishalolishmo kosher. Now that sounds awfully familiar to us. That sounds like Rabbi Yirmiyah. That the second machshava undermines and neutralizes the first machshava. The second machshava is the machshava machshira. That's shalolishmo. And the reason for that is because, let's say, Rabbi Yirmiyah would say the machshava slishmo that he started with, which is the machshava poselis, is eino noheges b'chal hazvachim ela b'pesach bilvad. But guess what? Rav has a different logical reason. And what's that? The hastamo lishmokoi. We have a principle in Kachim called stamo lishma, meaning a carbon has a certain name to it. It's categorized under a certain classification of a carbon. And in the absence of any machshava whatsoever, the shkita is done for the sake of that carbon. Even though, again, the Kohen had no machshava whatsoever. That's called stoma. Okay?
It was completely neutral.
Completely neutral. And we apply the principle of lishma dami. That's what the carbon is, and that's what the shkita was done for. Even though he himself in his mind is completely neutral. So that's called stam karban omed lishkita lishma. So if he didn't have any machshava, then in all karbanos, the karban is kosher. That's called stomach lishma. But now we get to karban Pesach.
Even if the person had the machshava.
Well, no, the person had no machshava. The bailin, you mean?
The person brings along the animal. Right?
Oh, the bailin, the bala karban. Oh, that I don't know. That's complicated. What happens if there's a contradiction between the machshavas hakohen and the machshavas habailin? But let's leave out the bailin. Right, let's assume he's a good guy and he says, you know,
here's my carbon.
Yay, whatever you do, whatever you're the kohen, you're the holy man, whatever machshava you have. So if the kohen had no machshava whatsoever, then in all karbanos we can apply the principle of stamo lishma, and the carbon is kosher. In Pesach,
if you apply Samach L'Stam Lishma, then it's Pesach.
Correct, because we're talking about Pesach B'Zmano, and Pesach B'Zmano Lishma is a Pesach. Oh, now what happens? Okay. Let's say what?
Pesach Shlo B'Zmano Lishma is Pesach. Pesach B'Zmano, then you do want Lishma.
I mean to say, yeah. So Pesach Shalom Bizmano, correct. Thank you for correcting me. I'm sorry. Pesach Shalom Bizmano is Stam Lishma is going to passel the carbon. Okay. Now Afilu Hachi Kishachet Le Shalom Lishma. We've said over and over again that which machshav is machshira es ha Pesach Shalom Bizmano. It's a machshav of Shalom Lishma. And it's kosher. And yet, stomach lishma. So basically, stomach lishma, according to Rava, gives you a lishma. You know, it's on a silver platter. There it is. It's a given. Now, if he has a machshava shalol lishma, basically he's piling on his machshava shalol lishma on top of machshava lishma. Again, you could argue against this, but so far that's the logic of Rava. Now, if he had a machshava shalol lishma, in Pesach Shalom Bizmano, the carbon is kosher. Alma, what do you see? The Asi Shalom Lishma, Mafik Lemi De Lishma. We started with Machshavas Lishma, not in a kuvva, I say not in a positive sense, but because of the din of Stama. Now we had a Machshavas Shalom Lishma. His Machshavas Shalom Lishma completely undermines and rectifies the Machshavas Lishma. Is therefore, says Rava, Ki Shachet Nami Lishmo V'Shalom Lishma, Asi Shalom Lishma, Mafik Lemi De Lishma. What's the difference between Stama? And in case we had an explicit machshava lishmo, again we're talking about Pesach Shalom Bizmano, and then he changes his mind and quickly fills in a machshava shalom lishmo, it should be kosher. So this is not the logic of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rabbi Yirmiyah wanted to say the reason why the shalom lishmo as a second machshava is mapik midei lishmo, the original machshava, is because the original machshava is einan oheges ela b'pesach bilvad. Rabbi is saying that the reason why I must prove to you, I'm compelled, and I have no choice in the matter, to assume that Shalom Lishma is the second Machshava, is Mafik Midei Lishma, the first Machshava, is because otherwise the whole halacha of Shalom Lishma Kasha makes no sense. Because every single case of Shalom Lishma is really Lishma and Shalom Lishma. Why? Because Stama is Lishma. By the way, I think, on the side, I don't want to confuse you or me, but I think this would prove that Stama Lishma means that the carbon itself sets up the Lishma. It's very hard for me to say that Rava understood that Stama means that deep down in his subconscious mind, on a psychological level, he had a Machshava Lishma. You know, we're going to analyze it, even if he didn't have it in the upper part of his mind, in his acute awareness, but in his latent awareness, deep down, he had in mind Lishma. Because I don't believe that would make any sense over here, because the man declared that I am shechting this carbon shalom lishma. So what do you tell me? That we did a psychological analysis and we know better than him. He really had a machshava lishma. That doesn't make any sense. He's telling you that I'm picking up this chalif knife and I'm slaughtering the animal shalom lishma. Don't tell me that I'm slaughtering it lishma. You can't force a person to assume X when he tells you he's thinking Y. But if, on the other hand, the halacha of stama lishma means that it's inherent in the carbon, that the carbon itself, insofar as it's an ola, sets up a shechita leola, then it has nothing to do with the psychological state of being of the carbon, his latent awareness, of the kohen, excuse me. And therefore, Rav assumes that every case of Shalom Lishma is really Lishma and Shalom Lishma, because the Karban cries out Lishma and the Kohen is crying out Shalom Lishma, and each one of them generates whatever is being generated, meaning a Lishma beside the Karban and a Shalom Lishma beside the Kohen. In the case of Pesach Peshayimos Hashana, the Machsheves Shalom Lishma is a Machsheva Machshira. You prove for this, says Rav, that Asi Machsheves Shalom Lishma Mafik Midei Machsheves Lishma. Amalei Rav Adavar Avala Rava. Wait a minute, you're really jumping the gun over here. You want to prove that in a case where he had a machshava lishma, again we're talking about Pesach Shalom Zmano, he had a machshava lishma, he can now rectify it with a machshava shalom lishma from the fact of mistama, from the case where he didn't have any machshava at all. Dilma shiny hecha diomar mehecha delo amar. You cannot equate the following two cases. One is a case where he has a machshava lishma, and now you want to be mafkia that machshava with the second machshava of shalom lishma. So he started with a machshava of lishma. Now you want to equate it to the case where the shochet had no machshava whatsoever, and now you're going to tell me that the machsheves shelo lishma doesn't have the ability to be mafkia from his original machshava. He didn't have an original machshava; it was stoma. So, in other words, even if I grant you that a machsheves shelo lishma does not have the power to be mafkia, to be mafiklei from the original machshava lishma, in a case where he had the machshava lishma, that doesn't, and it doesn't bother me in a case of stoma, we had no machshava, that the shelo lishma could establish the carbon as kosher, meaning b'tor shelo lishma. And I'm going to prove this to you, says Rav Ada Bar Ava. How am I going to prove it to you? Okay, so now he's going to quote a sugya later on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. And we touched on this sugya last week. This is called Li'ochlov and Shaloli Ochlov. The Shochet had two contradictory machshavos. On the one hand, he shechted it for the members of his Chabura who are capable of eating the Karban Pesach. But at the same time, he had a machshava that his shechita is going to be for the sake of, we'll call him Shimon, who is an alta yid, he's an old man, he's weak, he's sick, and he has no ability to eat the karban. Which reminds me, by the way, a lot of old people become kind of vegetarians. Did you notice that? A lot of old people don't tolerate meat. My Shver, for example, can I know her? I'm not going to tell you how old he is, but he's past 95. He's close to 100 and to 90. He doesn't eat meat anymore. Not because he's a philosophical ideal, you know, an idealist. You know, he doesn't want to tolerate meat. He simply can't get it down. So I'm just saying that if we're talking about a zaken who's shaloli ochlov, meaning he's not capable, maybe he has no teeth also. You know, today we have false teeth, but in those days, I don't know. So he couldn't chew up the meat, and there's no way he can eat the Karban Pesach. Now, the Shochet had a double kavana in mind. He had in mind the Ochlov, let's call him Reuven, who's a young, robust guy, capable of eating meat from now till Abba. And he had in mind Shimon, who's an Alta Yid, who's a Chola, Zaken, and he can't eat the meat. So the din is that it's kosher. Now watch what happens over here. If all he had in his mind was, I'm shechting this carbon on behalf of Shimon, who's incapable of eating the carbon, is such a case the carbon is possible. Meaning, the ochlov is a precondition in carbon pesach. The essence of carbon pesach is to lead up to the mitzvah of the ochlos habasa balayla zev the achilus hakarbon. He had in mind shaloli ochlov, then the carbon is meaningless, according to his machshava. Oh, v'amai, why should a machshava shaloli ochlov pasul karbon? Every case of machshava shaloli ochlov has in it also a machshava liochlov. And we just finished saying that if he has liochlov and shaloli ochlov, the karbon is pasul. It added the karbon is kosher. V'amai ha'stama liochlov kai, just like we say that stama is lishma, in karbon pesach we say that stama is liochlov. So a stam karbon pesach is standing, so to speak, is waiting to be shechted, it begs to be shechted for those who are capable of eating the minimum amount of shear of carbon pesach, which is a kezias. According to Rava's logic, he equates the stoma to an actual machshava, so therefore, since in the case of carbon pesach there's mistoma liochlov, he had an actual machshava liochlov, according to the halachic principle of Rova. And now when he has shaloli ochlov, it should be exactly identical to the case of liochlov shaloli ochlov, which we said is kosher. And yet the din of shaloli ochlov is that it passes the karbon. What happened to the stomach here? The stomach should have generated a din of liochla, and now when he adds shalom liochla, the carbon remains kosher. So even if he has in mind to shech the shalom liochla, but only shalom liochla, we should be makshir the carbon according to Rava's logic, based on the stomach, that the stomach is omei liochla. Ella, says Rav Ada Bar Ava, we have no choice but to assume the following distinction. Shiny hecha di omar, me hecha de lo omar. There's a difference between a shochet in the case of a carbon pesach who declares that he's having in mind to shecht it li ochlov, right? And then afterwards he wants to be mafkia and he has a machshava shaloli ochlov. Right? That's different than the case where he had in mind Shaloli Ochlov. If he had in mind Shoshani Hecha Di Omer Mehech De Lo Omer, you can't equate the following two cases. Case number one is he had a Machshav Li Ochlov. Now he has a Machshav Shaloli Ochlov. In that case we say he can't be Mafkia, he can't undermine the original Machshav Li Ochlov, and the carbon is kosher. Now we have another case. He didn't have any machshav at all when he shechted it. Not liochlov and not shalol liochlov. And then he went ahead and he had a machshava of shalol liochlov. Okay, now the carbon is possible. Why? Because he never had a machshava of liochlov. That's called lo amar. That was only mistama. And we have no choice but to assume so, because if you don't assume so, then every case of shalol liochlov should be kosher, because it's always going to be liochlov midin stoma, and then shalol liochlov, which we said is kosher. And based on that, Achinami, here too, in the case of shalom, of the Pesach shalom bismano, where he started with the machshavas lishma, and then he had shalol lishma, don't equate that with the case of mistama and apply the principle of stoma lishma. Shani hecha di omar mehecha di lo omar. There's a fundamental difference between a shechita lishma, where he had a machshava lishma in the case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano, and now he wants to be mafkia with a machshava of shalom lishma. That's a lot different, and it might actually be possible because he started with a machshava of lishma. Then the case of Stavol Lishma, we had no machshava whatsoever, and now he wants to be mafkia from a stoma. In such a case, the Shalol Lishma can be machshav the karbon. So Rava now comes to defend himself against this counter argument of Rav Ada Bar Ava. Mi de iria, he says, is there a proof from the din of li ochlov and shalol li ochlov to the din of lishmo and shalol lishmo? Bishlema hasam. What we said about the case of, in a case of Pesach shalom bismano, of lishmo and shalol lishmo, and we wanted to say in such a case the karbon is kosher, and we equated it to a case of shechita, shalom bismano, shalom lishmo, that it removes the stoma of stoma lishmo, that a carbon is omeg lishmo. Here, the equation makes sense, because kama delo oker le b'shechita, stoma vare lishmo koi. As long as he wasn't oker as machshav of lishmo, by thinking explicitly that he wants to have a shechita of shalol lishmo, is stam avadi lishmoka. The carbon is certainly omeid for a stam shechita lishmo. And nevertheless, if he shechts the shalol lishmo, now the carbon is kosher. Why? Because we want to say that if he started with a machshavas shalol lishmo, if he started with a machshavas lishmo and then he had a machshavas shalol lishmo, it's kosher. And that makes a sense. That analogy is okay. Elahachav, about the case of Liochlov and Shalol Liochlov, when we talk about a Shechita Bizmano, is Stame Liochlov Koi. Can you really say that it's Stam Liochlov Koi? No, the very premise of Rav Ada Bar Ava is that just like we have a din of Stame Lishma in Karban Pesach, we also have a din of Stame Liochlov. That doesn't make any sense. Rav says, I reject that. Dilma mimshachi hani v'yosachrini u'mimni iluyeh. We have a principle which the Mishnah is going to establish later on in Daf Pei Tes, that if a certain group of people join together to form the Chabura, they are menuyim ala karbon, there's a dinim of mimshachi yadayim, that they can remove themselves from this karbon, they no longer have the state of the membership to minuy in the karbon, and then others could come and replace them. Tisnan, we have a Mishnah later on that says, Nimnin, those who were already included in the original minuy, Moshkin and Sidem Imenu. After the minuy, they have a right to say, I'm out of here. I'm going to find myself a different group, a different karbon pesach. Achi shachet, up until the moment of Shkita. After the moment of Shkita, there's no way you can pull out of the chabura of the minuy. So therefore, to say stamol l'shma means, in the case of a karbon pesach, l'shem ochlov, and we're talking about now at the time of the Shkita, well, at the time of the Shkita, it's not l'shem ochlov, because we don't know who the ochlim are going to be. We cannot really clarify who the minuyim are. Maybe one of the so-called minuyim decided he's going to drop out. And therefore, you have no proof from the case of a machsheva shalom l'shma in karbon pesach shalom bizmano, based on the fact that it's l'shma and shalom l'shma, and the shalom l'shma now is mafkia midei l'shma, that doesn't prove a thing. Why? Because there is no stamol l'shma. I'll read it to you here. He says, "Ein lo aviray midin ze." Sharei mistaber sheyesh lechalik bein ofen bo hamachshava soteres es ha stam. In the case of lishma and shalol lishma, his shalol lishma contradicts the lishma. And why is it lishma? Because of stam lishma. That's in the case of lishma. You can't compare that to the case of a machshava that comes to be oker, a machshava mamish. Sharei karbon eino omeid b'stamol shkita li'ochlov, and therefore when he shechs the shalol li'ochlov, that's the only machshava that he has is nifsal karbon, because there is no other machshava. There's no stamol li'ochlov. However, in a case where you could say stamol lishma, like for example the shkita l'shem pesach, where we say stamol lishma, therefore if he has a machshava of stam, then in the case of shalom bizmano, that's considered as if he shefted a shalom lishma. Why? Because he has two machshavas asosros. He has the stoma machshav, which is lishma, and the shalom lishma machshav, which he had before. And in such a case, the carbon is kosher. Why? Because lishma and shalom lishma allows him to rescind and revoke his original kavana of lishma, which was a machshava poseles, and replace it with a machshava of shalom lishma. And therefore, if even in the case we had beferish explicitly an outright machshava that he shechted the karbon lishma, and now he changes his mind and he has a machshava shalom lishma, he can do so and he can undermine the original machshava of lishma. Ibailu, the Gemara has another suffix, pesach sheshchato. What's the story with Pesach B'Shayimos Hashana? We said that the Shkita has to be Shalol Lishma. And what happens if he has a Machsheves Shinui Bailim? Which means that Reuven brought the carbon and Shimon, the Kohen who's shechting the carbon, has in mind somebody else. Mam, what do we say? Shinui Bailim Kishinui Kodesh Dami U'machshele. No, it's just like in a key case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano, the Shalom Lishma is Machshava Machshira. So too Shini Bailim will also be a Machshava HaMachshira in the case of Shkita Shalom Bizmano. I don't understand what the Gemara means over here. Why? You know, Bishleim Shalom Lishma in the case of Pesach Shalom Bizmano, That's a good machshava, because the Pesach is not a Pesach; it's really a shlomim. But I don't understand here what you do. What do you gain by shinui bailim? Why should that be machshav the karbon? I don't understand. Although, well, no, we shouldn't say so. we shouldn't compare the two dinim. That even though with regard to lishmo, we said a machshava shelo lishmo is machshava the korban and shelo bismana, but not a machshava shidin bailin. Now, what exactly was the Gemara thinking as a havamina here that maybe machsheva shini bailim should be machsheva the karma? So he formulates, based on Rabbi Chanan Wasserman, the following suffix. He says, "Ha'im hatam sheshkita shelo lishma in a karma shelo in pesach shelo bismana ksheru mishum shebedinei karma pesach yesh." Psul b'shchita shelo lishmo, and therefore kishenishchat b'psul ze nekar mimenu shem pesach v'nase mosar pesach shedino shenase shlomim v'kein havitam ze shaych af b'shini bailim shegam psul shini bailim midinei pesachu. Wow, Rabbi Chanan says something really brilliant here, very revolutionary. He says the following. Then why is Shechita Shelo Lishmo, in this case of Pesach B'Shal Yibos Hashanah, why is that a Machshira? And he says because in a Karban Pesach, Shelo Lishmo is a Machshava Poselis. Now, if he takes that Machshava Poselis and he applies it to this Karban Pesach B'Shal Yibos Hashanah in the form of Shelo Lishmo, then what he's doing is he's being oker the Korban Pesach. He's undermining the shame Korban Pesach. Why? Because the Machshava Shelo Lishma in Pesach Bizmano is a Machshava HaPoselis. If it's a Machshava HaPoselis, that same Machshava of Shelo Lishma is now going to be oker the Korban Pesach. Oker Mimenu Shem Pesach. And how do you see that? Because a machsheva shelo lishma in Pesach Bizmano is oker the shem Pesach, and that passes the karba. So if we understand that shelo lishma in Pesach Bizmano is oker the shem Pesach, that's a good thing in Pesach shelo bizmano. That's machshir the karba, and we can now apply the same logic to shini bailim. Let's say in the case of Pesach Bizmano, the psul of Shini Bailim is oker the Shem Pesach. Oh, or maybe it's a different halacha. Mishum she'ikar shchita shelo lishma, he hokeres Shem Pesach me'akorban, v'tam zelo shechel b'shchita shelo lishma, v'lo b'shchita l'shem Bailim achir. In other words, this power of a machshava to be oker the Shem Pesach is limited and restricted to a machshav of shelo lishma. It doesn't apply to shini bailim, because shini bailim doesn't really change the nature and the essence of the karban. Alright, we're going to have to stop for Marv. I'll just read the next line in the Gemara so we know where we're holding for the next shir. Amar Papa Amriso lishmaita kami de Rava. I said this sugya over to Rava and he said ho v'shini kodesh poslo bizmano Shini Bailim Posol Bizmano, Mashini Kodesh Posol Bizmano, is therefore even Shini Bailim is Poslo in the case of Bizmano, and therefore it's Machshir in the case of Shalom Bizmano. Alright, then we'll stop here and thank everybody for joining me.
Thank you.
And you should have a great week, the remainder of the week. The Shabbos should be a great Shabbos, and hopefully the Madpeset will be working by the end of the day. Okay. Thank you.